I had a homework assignment last night, and for that, we bring in one Gordon Keith. Hello, Gordon.
Hey, Donnie.
Where you been?
Oh, I've actually been doing a little radio this morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
I work for a local station.
How'd it go?
Here in the Ticket.
Yeah, how was the show?
It was, my part was good.
Did you kill it?
Oh, yeah. The fake Mike McCarthy was great.
Yeah.
You were good.
I did that.
One of your three segments.
Wrote that, pre-recorded it, to where I could interact with
you. Know
it,
what?
You know,
your verisimilitude. Addition to the pigskin panel.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for knowing that.
It's just so award worthy. Oh. It's ridiculous. All right. So yesterday, Gordon asked me my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. And I did say Hollywood Shuffle, but he didn't want to go comedy. He wanted action.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. I couldn't decide that. Well. He told me his favorite movie.
Action movie.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
And I've never seen this movie before. I've seen clips, but never from stem to stern watched this movie. So that was my homework. And I did it last night.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
First viewing of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Uh-huh.
Now, you had to pay $4 for the pleasure, too, didn't you?
I did.
You did? I think it's streaming.
No, it is not. I told you
not to do it.
And you know what? It's funny how when you're, you know, searching for some movie's norm and you get the little circle, it's thinking. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit to catch on. When you try to rent a movie, boom, it takes your money quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
they're ready to help.
Even a thought in your mind. Here's the $4. We'll take that. Thank you very much.
Is it good bit or bad bit that it cost $4 and my hot young girlfriend was sitting next to me on the couch and I made her Venmo me $2?
No, that's fair.
Dutch?
It's only fair.
And then she thought I was joking, and I just stared at her until the transaction was through, and then I pressed rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've always said
that relationship was transactional.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what you meant.
What I meant. But, yeah.
All right. So now, before we get into any plot action, I'm going to tell you what I had to do, Gordon, as I pressed play.
Yeah.
And as soon as you press play, you've got some action going on in this thing. We're walking through some jungle or whatever, trying to figure out what's going on. The first word uttered in that movie, I had to pause and I had to put the subtitles on. I had no idea what the hell he said. Zero clue whatsoever.
Are you a subtitle guy?
Or was this the first time
you've done it?
No, I usually will if it's a British show.
Yeah.
I will definitely need
subtitles.
Well, it's
foreign language.
Yeah. I will give you that the old movies, 1981, this one had seemingly a fairly bad audio mix. I considered putting subtitles on as well, just because of the volume of the dialogue. Not
as soon as Indiana Jones pulls the little arrow looking thing out of the tree, kind of sees if, and then the other guy did the same thing.
Poison.
And he said
fresh
something, and I went,
3 days.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea what he just said. So I had to rewind it and I subtitled the whole thing.
Let's get Norm caught up and in this. Norm, have you seen this movie? Or
what are movies? Well, you mean talkies?
I've seen this multiple times, and I think Donnie's overestimating what he paid for the movie. I think it was $3.99.
Yeah, I noticed Donnie was lying about that too.
Yeah, man. I like this movie. I like the Indiana Jones movies in general. I think I'm not a huge action movie fan, but I like these movies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gordon, when did you see this movie? Was it when it first came out in 81?
So, yeah, I saw it when I was a kid. Probably a little too young to watch the movie, but okay.
Okay,
that happens.
I think that was going to be my second thing. Like,
but
so if this movie came out before I turned 10.
Okay, so wait a second. I don't have a memory of watching it in the theater, so I probably watched it on cable over and over again, and that's probably where I consumed it.
I cannot imagine a 9-year-old Donovan being able to keep up with what the hell was going on that screen to try to follow a story while that was happening, because 50-year-old Donovan had a little difficulty keeping up with what the hell was going on the screen as far as the story goes and what they're looking for and all the other things and what they're saying.
Like you mean from the beginning, once you realized after that first action sequence, like when the government came and explained what his quest was?
Yeah, it was. It took a little bit. I was going to send a picture to Gordon of me like playing a game on my phone while I was watching just to mess with him.
Which was my greatest fear.
But,
was that you're not even going to pay attention to it
and
then still declare it. You know, it was meh.
Right. But then I thought, okay, I'm gonna do this because it's funny. And then while I was trying to look for the game to pull up and things were going on, I had to stop.
Yes, you should.
I did. So I didn't send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let's get into the action.
Okay.
Of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Let's talk about the opening sequence.
Yeah.
How did you think that was to start a movie?
I was surprised that one of the most hyped up scenes that they will play over and over from Raiders of the Lost Ark happened at the very beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen this. I thought you would see the boulder, like, in the middle or toward the end or something like that.
So going into this, you knew you were going to get boulder.
Yeah.
Probably melty face.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
No idea. No you idea what just
melty face scarred me so bad
when I was a kid.
I mean, now, obviously, it looks ridiculous, but I used to
go frame by frame back then and watch the movie magic.
I was squeamish at a few other scenes also, not just melty face, but fighting the big German dude by the airplane, and you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Christmas Saroy, as we call him.
Who knew?
I'd have seen The Blade. I'm a big awareness guy. No, first scene, one of the greatest opening 4 minutes or 7 minutes in movie history, right?
Oh, Miss Grace.
You were in at that
point. So action-packed, and even the, what's the Catherine Zeta-Jones movie where she's going ducking
Entrapment.
Up and, right, I had that in my mind as Harrison Ford's trying to maneuver because he knows exactly what's going on and all that stuff. And you could see a mile away that dude was trying to steal his helper, whatever that was.
Where
that
are
was
we
in
now?
There,
we're at the beginning?
Yeah. Mm.
But, dude, yeah, you're hooked right at the very beginning of this thing.
And I love, I mean, I don't know whether this is a boyhood thing, but that kind of adventure was just so addictive to me. Seeing this and seeing the trials that he has to go through to get to that idol that he's trying to appropriate to put in a safe place.
That's right, and you see him for all to enjoy.
And not steal and get paid.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Right. And
moment of when he's running and he's trying to yell at the dude to start the plane.
See, that's the thing.
It's great.
This is the thing, and you've hit on the thing that I love about Indiana Jones, was like before Indiana Jones and a lot since Indiana Jones, you never had a hero that was so mortal and so fallible. And when he like ran and tried to jump over the pit and grab the vine, and that fails on him. And when he's running to, and when you're going to think he's going to do that heroic swing out to the plane, he goes about 10 feet out into the creek and then falls splat. I just loved all that. I thought it was great that he was, you know, just a guy. He wasn't superhuman.
Well,
they get a little superhuman later, but okay.
Superhuman things that you're going, okay, dude. But I can understand as a teenager or a kid, when you see that, you're going, oh my gosh. Like this nerdy dude that's teaching archaeology with girls writing, I love you on the eyelids.
I don't know about nerdy. he was hunky in this thing.
Whoa, okay.
I didn't recognize that when I was a younger boy. But
more into Saroy's reaction.
Now,
here.
He's an incredibly good-looking man. He was, about 40 years old then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really cool.
Very cool.
And I loved, of course, you know me, I've said this on the air many times, I've always loved Renaissance men. So I like guys who are smart and also physical, like they can do action and they're also smart, and so and it doesn't apply to anyone here, but because he was a professor and he had this other life in which he was this huge, you know, adventurer.
I didn't realize it was set in that scene. Sorry, Norm. I didn't know it was set in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. So just the mode to get to where they're going, and it seemed
seeing the old planes and stuff.
Yeah, or just when they first used Hitler in the present tense.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all right. What are we doing here?
Yeah, it was really weird. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And don't guys look better in hats? I mean, fedoras are cool anyway.
Yeah.
I think this movie partially succeeds because something you guys just mentioned. It is really important to immediately, in a movie like this, draw you in and understand what the plot's going to be to some degree. And they also, these movies, especially this one, was really good at setting up a villain or villains you absolutely detested.
Well, they picked the Nazis. I mean, that's like,
That's auto.
You know that that's going to.
I thought the dude in the black hat with the black coat was getting a raw deal the whole time. Now, the question I do want to ask, did he grab that medallion on purpose
Well, he didn't know it was hot.
He didn't know it was hot from the candle.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But now. And
so we didn't know that's where they'd got their copy of the medal at first.
That's
why
I
was from his hand.
Thinking, oh man, maybe he did that on purpose. That's genius. Mm-mm. But what a raw deal he got, because as soon as he touched that thing, him running outside, I had to rewind a couple times.
Okay, wasn't he Frank bad guy?
Oh, yes, because his face
now,
is.
What shall we talk about?
And he had, like, wet face at all times.
Yes.
And I thought he had the nunchucks, but it was a hanger.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Classic Spielberg humor there.
So when he had the thing burn in his hand, Gordon, and he stuck his hand up, like, forward, and then he said something. What did he say? When he was talking about his leader.
I memorized all the dialogue save for that line. I just don't remember that one.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've seen it more than we have.
Yeah.
So I figured if we had questions, that's part of why you're here.
I want you. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Could you explain it to me?
No.
Really,
he does Gordon, some type of a salute and says a couple words there.
Two words, maybe.
Maybe two words tops. I don't even know.
Some alliteration.
Yeah.
And then you even get to the monkey.
Okay, the monkey was
could
fun.
Do the same thing.
But how about the monkey? Yeah, the monkey doing the.
Dude,
that was great. The monkey doing that, and then the monkeys is what saved Indy's life.
Yes, bad dates.
The way he grabs it, Solid grabs that date right out of midair. That's so great. But
take back one kadan to honor the Hebrew god whose ark this is.
Well, you have seen this.
It's so great.
All right, Donnie, what else stood out and overall thoughts we need to get?
Sounds like Saroy's pants stood out when he was watching Indy swashbuckling.
Ford,
okay,
even,
what, you have a pillow what did you think about one of the most iconic scenes in a movie that has many iconic scenes, which is the big sword fight that Indy decides to short circuit real quick?
Awesome. That's so great.
Okay,
I mean, he's
good.
Just
the best.
That thing around. Oh, yeah,
do you know the story behind that?
I don't know.
So they were filming, I think, in Tunisia, that scene. And the scene for P1s who haven't seen, spoiler alert, I just want to spoiler alert this movie that came out in 1981 before radio was invented.
Right.
So they're in this marketplace, and Marion's been kidnapped, who's Indy's love interest, and so he's running around trying to look for, and the crowd parts, and there's this evil guy who's on the opposite team. He's wearing dark colors, and he's got the eyeshadow, and he's got this huge, ridiculous sword.
He's like 6'5". He's clearly the boss level.
Yeah, he's the boss. He's the, you got to fight this guy. And so it's supposed to be this big boss fight, and it was actually scripted as a big boss fight. It was a huge scene in which Indy was supposed to fight this guy. This guy had the huge sword. Indy had a whip, and they fight back and forth. Well, Harrison Ford had really bad food poisoning. He got food poisoning over in Tunisia during the filming of this, and he was deathly sick that day.
Bad dates.
But he had bad dates. So he had to film anyway, and he was so sick, and he did that as a gag one time, just to bust up the crowd, like, you know, the crew. And they all thought it was so funny. Spielberg says, let's shoot it again. I think that that's what, let's change the scene to that.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
And so they did, and that's.
And the big warrior guy was so mad because he rehearsed his fight scene for 6 months, probably.
Yeah, the actor who had rehearsed all the choreography. Yeah,
moment in the sun, like, this like is it.
So, and the story is that Indy, what he does is the guy appears, he has the big sword, they're getting ready for the big fight, and Indy just pulls out his gun and just shoots the guy dead and then turns around looking for Marion. Like, he only was bothered 2 seconds by this guy, and he just moved on, and the whole crowd descends on the guy and steals his sword and all his
right,
goods.
Cheering.
And then, yeah, cheering. It was a little funny death moment.
Overall impressions, it's not horrible. I'm not saying it's the greatest movie of all time. But
thank
you know
Siskel and Ebert for that. That's poster material.
I may spend another $4 on Temple of Doom.
Skip Temple of Doom.
Okay.
Temple of Doom is like dark as hell, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just got an evil feeling to it.
It's got some very squicky moments in there.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funnier. Like they tried.
Really?
Well, because they had short round.
Short round and just.
Like there was comic relief that maybe a purist like you probably wouldn't enjoy, but me at my age, I thought it was really funny.
I think the first one is the best one, and I think
John Connery.
Yeah, and I think that the Holy Grail one is the second best one. That's the third one.
If the first one is the best one, then I'm good.
Yeah. Don't waste your time with Temple of Doom.
Okay. All right. The car scene went way too long.
car scene?
Yeah, when they were chasing with the Ark in the back and
but
all
dude,
that
I
stuff.
Remember.
Oh, I remember every scene of that one. I thought that was great.
Was it the Mercedes logo or whatever? He pulls it out when he goes under it. I remember thinking that was the coolest maneuver in sports history when I first saw that.
Hooking the whip up on
the
back. That was great.
I'm glad I watched it, man.
Well, good.
Now we can talk more about it. We can talk
every
more.
Day. You, guys
you don't have to ignore me like you do every single day.
It's one that you have to watch in order to get the movie references, because there's a lot of movies and TV shows and even cartoons that'll make an allusion to it, whether it's the map room scene, which everyone did on Jerry's son streaming in the end of the end zone. I saw people putting Indiana Jones out there on the 50-yard line with the talisman on the end of the staff and...
Man, he just knows everything and does everything correctly.
Donnie, why did you text me at 8:42 p.m. right when you finished? What did I just watch?
What did I just watch?
I would like that explained.
Trying to process everything because that's a lot. It's a lot going on in that movie, man.
When that arc goes wild, it.
Oh yeah,
I know. And then the one
see,
seems
I love
like
that
a,
too.
Like a nice. Angel appears and it, and it
turns into the evil face.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And do you like what they did with the Ark at the end of it?
Yeah, just
I love that.
There you go.
That was pretty cool.
Boxes it up, and the old man just rolls it in the middle of a warehouse.
And there are probably like
tucks
seven,
it away.
700
still there
of the
right
arcs
now.
There.
Yep.
Just chilling.
Uh huh.
All right.
The Ark of the Covenant.
All
right. So great.
How many?
So
great. How many leather whip snaps do you give it, Donnie?
What's the maximum?
10.
10 leather whip snaps?
Yeah, you give it at least a 7, maybe?
Sure, sure. I give it 7.5 leather
whip snaps. Like all the snakes?
Snaps.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. Like, and then the spiders at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Dang. Stop that. He tells him to turn around.
And he calmly looks him up. I like that he wasn't scared of spiders, though.
No,
like,
not
he was
of
very
spiders.
Calm and he handled snakes. The spiders, but snakes.
All right, Gordon.
Why did it have to be snakes? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
Let's
it.
Let's hear you do an indie, Gordon. Come on. Give us
I don't
more.
Do an indie.
Yes,
I don't
do
an indie.
You do everything. You just did every other. Character in the movie.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I don't do him. You heard my close encounter with him, didn't you? So, like, remember when I used to do celebrity interviews?
Sure.
Okay. So, and they would send me out to interview these movie stars to promote their movies. And I never got a chance to interview Harrison Ford, and that is, like, one of my number ones. And I went to this junket that was in the Beverly, I think it was the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. And I was interviewing some people for some other movie, and I see where the latest Harrison Ford movie was being promoted there, too. And I walked out in front of the room, because they just do the interviews in a hotel room. They just set it up like a little mini studio. And I'm sitting there, and I'm right outside the door, and I just hear Indiana Jones talking right behind the door. And I went over to the people, and I begged them. I said, is there any way I can get on this junket to talk to Indiana Jones? I didn't say Indiana
Please
Jones,
Please don't
right?
say Indiana
Harrison Ford. They said, no, actually, we're all full up. Can't do it. And so I missed my one opportunity
oh, man.
To
Did
interview.
Did you see him through the crack of the door when it opened?
Yeah, when they opened point? It up, I yeah. could see him in there.
Imagine his view of you.
I know. He looked at me like, that is the most handsome man I've seen since I watched myself in the first Indiana Jones.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have love you on your eyelids?
Yeah, Gord, love you. Love you on his eyes.
Thanks, Gord. Appreciate
it. The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.